Quincy's Best Variety, Mix 97. It is the Mix Morning Crew. I'm Sean Kelly with Ashley Harvey on this beautiful morning in Mix Nation. It's going to be a nice day today. Lots of sunshine and a high of 4. So last weekend, Mix 97's Music Department sent a song by a guy by the name of Armando, and he hails from Toronto. At our music meeting, we listened to the song numerous times. It's called Love Again. And this talented Canadian from the Toronto area is joining the show right now. Armando, welcome to Mix 97.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Mix Nation. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for sending us your song, Love Again.
You're welcome. Thank you for playing it. I wasn't expecting such a quick reply from you the next day, and I was really, you guys made my day and my family's day, so thank you so much.
Well, we're getting a lot of feedback from Mix Nation. I'll tell you, listeners, when it airs on the station, people will phone up and say, who was that guy? Is that a new one from Jelly Roll? And we say, no!
I have a couple less LBs than him, but I'll take that as a compliment.
Brother, tell us about, now you played hockey quite a bit in this area as a kid, and tell us a story from the past.
Yeah, so Cole's Notes version, I'm born and raised in Toronto from blue-collar, humble beginnings. My dad was a carpenter. My mom quit her job to stay home and take care of the family, my sister and I. And ever since I was born, as you know, being Canadian, you know, 4 years old, I was already skating. My dad, coming from Italy, didn't have the opportunity to play the game, but he loved it as soon as he came from Italy, and he became a Leaf fan. And he basically gave me and my sister the opportunity that he never had, both my parents. And I played my juniors in Vaughan and Mississauga in the GTA there, or the Ontario Provincial Junior Hockey League. My good friend Mark Giordano, who plays for the Leafs, and he was the captain of Calgary back in the day, he was my defense partner, and he went to the OHL and played for Owen Sound, and I went the college route. I wanted to play D1, and I got a scholarship down at Niagara University. It's just on the, just across the border there in Lewiston, New York, and they paid for my MBA, and I was a stay-at-home Scott Stevens type of player, so I caught the eye of the Detroit Red Wings and Chicago Blackhawks farm system, so I played in the then IHL, and they just wanted me to fight, and I wasn't scared to drop them, Sean and Ashley, but I could play. So I went over to Europe, and but in my, before that, in my junior days, we always used to come up to Trenton, Kingston, Quincy, Brockville, and they always used to kick our rear ends. They had some boys up there.
Well, you love the game of hockey, and you had a good go at that. Music, you've been working at it now for the last 15 or 20 years and starting to get some attention here in Canada. You've had European successes. What is it with that sound? You're a big personality with a big voice that seems to be resonating with music lovers today.
Well, when you ever hear the saying, timing's everything, or it's the right timing, luck. I've been at this for a minute, and when I was in Europe, Sean, in France, I hooked up with a DJ from France, and every time when I wasn't playing, I would be writing. And from a young age, I was always into plays, but hockey always took precedence. So it was just a hobby of mine, and naturally came to me. When I was in Europe, I would write and send songs to DJs. And one of my songs, the first song I ever wrote, went number 5 in Spain with this French DJ. So in Europe, I was doing this dance, electronic dance, EDM stuff on the stages with the DJs. And that was my thing. And being from Toronto, city boy, but I do have country in me because we have a cottage up north, I was always doing this dance, electronic stuff. The way I write my music, guys, is on the piano organically or on my guitar with a little bit of rock, old school rock, Smashing Pumpkins, Bush, when I grew up listening to that. So I thought, you know what, why don't, with my producer Luca from Sonic Ninja, why don't we do something organic that's me? And it's the timing now with, you know, Teddy Swims, with Lose Control, and, you know, the other gentleman you mentioned, Big Jelly, what's his name?
Jelly Roll, and then
yeah,
Talk.
Jelly Roll.
And Talk from Ottawa. Yeah,
and Talk from Ottawa. I thought, let me put this out. It's different. And you know what? I realized that the more I come back to my roots, the more I meet, the more people will resonate with the song. And it's really organic, and I'm just so happy that it's resonating with people and that you guys are supporting it.
So coming up next, we're going to hear Armando with Love Again. Stay with us.
Hey, Mix Nation, this is Armando, and you're listening to my new single, Love Again, right here on Mix 97.
I don't want to lose you now. Started with a feeling, lately I've been having doubts. Woke up, I was dreaming, thought I heard you leaving now. You're an angel and a demon, cut me now, I'm bleeding out. I was barely breathing, now you got me kneeling down. I don't wanna lose you now.
Mix 97. Well done.
Very
brother.
Nice.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Who's that song about?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
If I was told, or my thing is, I'll never say what a song's about, because what it is about for me might be different for you, might be different for Ashley, and might be different for anyone who's listening. So I don't want to give my interpretation of what the song is about. I wanted people to make it their own. Is that a fair answer?
No. It's all right. That's fair. That's fair. If you want to give Armando a compliment on Love Again, we'll take a couple of calls. 613-962-9700. What did you think, Mix Nation? Boy, you got a beautiful voice. When did you realize that you sucked at being a defenseman? You're never going to make any money, and you had a potential to sing.
Well, I wasn't always good. I got good later on, so I was always doing this as a hobby from 18 to like 25. I got good around 30, so about 9 years ago. And I turned it a hobby into my path. I kind of had to dive in and say, look, if I want to do this, it's not going to be a hobby. So I quit everything, and I've been all in the last 2-3 years.
Thank you. Let's go to a call. Good morning, Mick. We had somebody there. Hi, Mick 97. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sean. I just wanted to say I love his song. I think it's awesome. Great feel, great vibe to it. Nice story. I like it a lot.
Yeah, nice, rich voice, too.
Yeah, he's got an amazing voice and so friendly and, nice guy to talk to. Love his story, and I think he's right about not telling people what the song means to him, because it allows the listener to interpret it however they want. I think he's right. He's onto something there.
Thank you. What's your name?
Terry.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
That was a great call. Thank you. Let's take another one. Armando's on the air with the Mix Morning Crew. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Ryan. How are you, bud?
I'm good, buddy. Amazing song. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means everything to me.
I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we hear more from you.
Yeah, and Sean will let you guys know if there's an opportunity for me to come to Belleville this summer. We've been chatting.
Sounds
so I'd
great.
Love to come up there and see you guys.
Fantastic.
Thanks,
thank
Ryan.
You.
Appreciate the call. You know, we get a lot of stuff sent to us here at the radio station, and if you're not on a record label, it's even tougher, for an artist to get exposure. And in this radio business in Canada, it's controlled by, you know, 2 or 3 really big companies. And if you're not in their mix, if you will, the chances of getting on a radio station are slim and none.
Mm-hmm.
Then Armando reaches out to us. We listen to it. We try to do that for every song that is sent to us. It was just... your song struck a chord with all of us here at Quinny Broadcasting, and it's just, we got to work with this guy and get him some exposure. So we're happy to do it on our end. You've been so kind, to work with us, because radio and artists, there's a very strong relationship.
Yeah, Sean, my hat goes off to you guys, because I emailed that day 50 radio stations, and you're the only one who got back to me. I emailed 50 to 100 people. Radio stations a day in Canada and more in the States. And my hat goes off to you guys. Thank you so much, because you guys are the only people who got back to me. And again, it is difficult as an independent artist, but I wouldn't have it any other way, because I need to be myself. Everyone, you just have to be yourself. And in today's world, people are just, you know, fame is a drug. And I just like to, people just have to be themselves these days. And I want to go back to how I was raised and maybe inspire the youth that need it, and just to be themselves, and they don't have to be something that they're not. So, and thank you guys for supporting independent Canadian artists. And I'm going to never forget you guys played it first when I win the Juno one day.
Now, how big are you? I know you're not in hockey shape anymore, big guy.
Well, I got to tell you, John, I was... last year this time, I'm 6'2", I was 350. I had an unfortunate accident this summer. I didn't tell you, but I was in the hospital all summer. My sweet dog, Athena, my Doberman King Corso, ran into me by accident, and I broke my ankle.
Wow.
And I needed surgery on my right ankle. And then 3 weeks later, I got a bad infection in my gut, and I needed immediate life-saving surgery. So I was in the hospital for about 4 months, and I lost about 100 pounds. So I am about 6'2", 260, but I carry it well with the big hockey player frame. You know how the hockey guys have a walk?
Yeah.
I got big legs. I'm built like a hockey guy. Still got the walk, but yeah. So I'm 6'2", 260. I know it sounds heavy, but I carry it well.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Well, thank you for the conversation this morning and joining us. And good luck. All the best to you with Love Again. It's resonating well. Let's take one more call for you. Hi, Mix 97. You're on the air with Armando.
I just want to say, Armando, you have an amazing voice. You're kind of Enrique Iglesias vibes. It's very sultry, very sexy.
Thank you so much. It must be my Italian background.
It might be, but it is amazing. Absolutely love the new song. I was vibing out in the car. Love it.
Thank you so much.
She's going to play at the wedding.
At our wedding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Have a great day, Armando. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Guys, you can check me out at armandomusic.com. Thanks for having me. Sean, Ashley, you guys are awesome. Love you guys. Thank you so much.